From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A third workshop is just getting started on the 50-year plan for Shook's Run in Colorado Springs, KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports.
The workshop will look at infrastructure, the greenway, and an enhanced vision for the corridor. City Project Manager Aaron Egbert says these meetings are an opportunity to not only repair the run, but to also tailor it to the public's priorities.
It's a unique corridor, and it's a unique project for the city to figure out how to repair and replace our infrastructure.
Egbert says this is the third of six meetings. The next meeting will move on to conceptual designs. The final plan for the project will be submitted later this year. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
The workshop runs until 8 tonight at the First Presbyterian Church. The city tonight is also hosting an open house to talk about a potential land swap with the Broadmoor. That's taking place at the Bear Creek Nature Center. A man who was living in a storage unit in Colorado Springs is facing possible criminal charges for allegedly starting a fire that destroyed eight units. According to court documents, 36-year-old Sean Thomas told investigators that Tuesday's fire started after he lit kerosene inside a small tin can to keep warm. He was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor arson as well as criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant for allegedly giving police a false name. It will be up to prosecutors to decide whether to file charges against him. The Colorado Springs Police Department said today that investigators have concluded the fire was accidental. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.